Welcome to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. This is the Experience Points Radio Show. I'm MG.
I'm Dustin.
We are the hosts, the co-hosts, all the hosts, the hosts with the most.
We're both the co-host and the host.
The co-host and the co-host and the host. The co-hostess with the mostest, but we don't get funded by hostess.
We're the coast to coast hostess with the mostest, sponsored by hostess. No,
not really. Dude, we'd be fat as can be. I'm actually
diabetic.
Working on it. We would be diabetic. This is the show where we drop nerd and geek knowledge on you every Wednesday night most of the time. Caveat, maybe. We open the whole thing up with Airbrushed by Anna Monoguchi. We have a website, exppoints.com. Remember, always double tap that P. We have a social media as well, exppoints.com/social for Facebook, Google+, Twitter, YouTube, all of that stuff. We're streamable on iTunes and Stitcher. At least we will be once I go. I mean, we're technically streamable
now. How many
now.
Weeks in a row?
Oh, in a row, man, it is significant. I'm thinking like, where are you Christmas? Well, Christmas is when I'm done editing. That's where Christmas is. I've got 2 weeks of just playing Destiny and hopefully editing the backlog of shows.
Yes.
And, it's so ridiculous.
Speaking of Destiny, I know you're about to get on the segment of what we do last. How many songs did we play before
We're going to play two. We're going to play two, and then we're going to talk about what we did.
Okay, yeah. Before we get to that segment, let's do that. Yeah.
So How to Fire a Gun by Shale Riley and the Double Eyes Backfire, and then Heads Up, Hearts Down by I-5 Dragons. We'll catch you after the break. I'm MG.
I'm Dustin.
This is the Experience Points Radio Show exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 KSLU. We can't have a station without you. Aw.
I would like to learn how to fire a gun. In case it ever comes to that,
welcome back to Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. This is the Experience Points Radio Show. I am MG. I love how I go on.
Sorry.
That's what you're laughing about, right?
No, I started laughing because I had to stop myself. To start the show, a little bit of how the sauce is made here. You clap to kind of give yourself a marker.
Oh, yeah.
I almost started applauding. Unconsciously.
We're very good at
I was
show.
On my phone. I put it down. I wasn't paying attention. And you went, and I was about to go like,
No.
Just start applauding.
We
nothing.
Do that just to peek the things.
Right. But
let me explain to you, boy, how radio works. You're Dustin, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I am Dustin, yes.
We just heard Heads Up, Hearts Down by I-5 Dragons, and before that, How to Fire a Gun by Shale Riley and the Double Eyes Backfire. I don't know why you'd ever need to fire a gun. Like, is it really bad at its job? Jokes! Get it? Fire is in Terminate.
Yes, I understood it.
I won't quit my day job.
Yeah.
This is historically the segment of the show where we talk about what we did last week. We kind of prefaced it because we were talking.
Yes, so I got excited
before the show started. You had an awesome aside where you said, "Is he going to make it? Oh, he made it." We were talking about your finals, and it was like,
"Oh yeah."
And this weekend, is he going to make it? Oh, he's going to make it. Yeah, and that's it for all. And you were like, "That's the shortest Grey's Anatomy episode ever."
Yeah,
and then you're talking somehow about Dr. Shark.
Oh, yes.
Which was such
we
a
came
good
up
idea.
With this Grey's Anatomy. Like, you couldn't remember the name of this character. The character Patrick Dempsey played. So you called him Patrick Dreyfus.
Yeah.
And we were like, there's a shark in there's a shark in this hospital. And then that led us to the character, Dr. Shark, which is if you want a visual of it, of how I imagine it is a full-on great white shark, 20 feet long.
Is it standing up? Like,
he's
kind of hunched
standing
over?
Up. He's full
he's
on
hitting
standing
the lights
up.
And like...
He's got little glasses on.
Right.
And he's just trying to pass himself off as a normal
but
human
everyone's
doctor.
Everyone's like, I think there's something up with this new doctor.
Right. And he's like, the patient's bleeding somewhere, and they like look up and he's like, are you sure? And his eyes are fully black. He's like, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think I'm a subject matter expert on that.
I'm almost 100%
because I'm a doctor.
I'm a doctor. That's
a
shark. It's the dumbest character
oh my
I've ever come up
Cartoon
with.
Network, look, just make this happen.
This is an Adult Swim show that runs for two seasons.
Yeah.
And they use the same set from Scrubs and Children's Hospital.
That's fine. In fact, maybe even get what's his face? JD to get in there.
Yeah,
get,
yeah. yeah. Get
can't remember his name.
Oh God, Zach.
Zach
Braff.
Zach Braff. Yeah. I was like Zach Galifianakis. Yeah.
Oh God, that was a tough pop quiz.
Anyway, so that's how the secret sauce is made. I can't think to come back.
Dr. Shark.
So what have you been doing for the last week? Let's get on with this segment.
So gaming wise, I was playing more games than I should have.
Nice. Because it was finals week.
It was finals week.
It is finals week.
It's finals week. I had three of them Monday.
Nice. And you said you killed them.
I killed some of them. I did terrible on one I thought was easy.
Okay.
And then I did a really good on one I thought was hard. And then the third one was help me get an A. So I ended up getting an A in two C's, I think, is what I ended with.
But you know, you can't spell pass without two A's and a C.
C, yeah. Act. So, and then the fourth one is probably going to be a C as well.
That's okay.
And not to be whatever, I had kind of a rough semester. I know everyone says that, but I had to broadcast the football games.
Yeah.
And that just eats up so much time. I didn't realize how big of a huge responsibility it was. And some of these games went terrible, to be honest. You think of how stressed I was, they would have went better. But I mean, it was just kind of like those, ugh, kind of semesters, like you can't get anything.
I know.
And to be honest, I'm a little homesick as well.
Yeah.
I haven't seen my family in a good long time.
And you're from Hawaii, right?
Oahu, yeah.
Yeah, so
I haven't seen them in a good
long
time.
They're still there, right?
Yeah, my mom, my sister, my brother, my stepdad, they're all there.
Nice.
Got my dad here, but he's a redneck wizard. He's awesome, but...
That's okay.
Yeah. But last week...
An actual wizard?
No. Oh, I don't know.
Like, we need to...
Yeah.
Clarification real quick.
I'll tell you what. Well, he's woodworking. He can do things that type of wizard. Blow my mind.
Like, he can make, like, a belt out of nothing, and he can chop down a tree, and you'll have a house somehow.
You see a snake, he sees a belt. That's it.
Okay.
But...
We might have the same dad.
Yeah, I think so. I think... And we're just so much less masculine. You're like, I had... Destiny 2 had their free weekend.
Yes.
So I finally picked it up, played it on PC, and when I could get it to work, for some reason I was having these weird problems.
Parenthetical, when it worked.
I was kind of complaining. I'm like, why is this game like this? And I was trying to look up stuff of why it was like this, but I couldn't find anything recently of the problems I was experiencing.
Yeah.
But when I restarted my computer, opened back up again, worked perfectly.
Have you tried turning it on and off again?
I know that's silly, but I was like, literally, I was texting you that night.
Yeah,
I was like, dude, this game's, I can't even get this game to run.
Like,
I was like so angry.
I thought you had already purchased it, and I was like, oh, wow. He bought it and expected it to be awesome, and now he can't get it to work because of some weird thing. But like, I had never really experienced a problem with it.
Right.
That's why I felt like the jealous one that survived kind of thing.
Yeah,
like,
I can't
believe I, the one that feels bad for having no problems.
Yeah, at the funeral you get all the money.
Right,
you know, at the inheritance. And I get the beat up motorcycle that doesn't work. You get the $100,000. But when I finally got it working, I think it was probably on my computer. I probably hadn't cleared up the cache memory in such a long time. And I think, am I correct in thinking that Destiny 2 uses a lot of cache storage temporary information?
It can, yeah.
Okay, that was the issue then.
Okay.
All right, so that had been filled up because...
Science.
Yeah. Yeah, not to get too technical or anything, but I think the reason it had been filled up because there was another game that uses the same... that uses the local data roaming app cache memory, right?
Yeah.
There was another game that I know that uses it that I've been playing to death was XCOM 2.
Yes. XCOM is such a good
game. Yes. Yeah. High fives.
Oh, you heard that? That was better than I thought it was going to be. I hope the mic's caught that.
I hope it
did,
too.
We high-fived just now.
But I've been playing XCOM 2 War of the Chosen.
Yep.
And I had played it a little bit, and I was like, okay. And then for some reason when I picked it up again, I was just addicted to it. I was just like, I'm still playing it now. Like, I've been going home, and because War of the Chosen, XCOM 2 was okay. I was this is all right. It's not as, for some reason, it didn't feel as much fun as XCOM, the first one.
Yeah, the original. Or not the original, the remake. There was a middle one. No, there was the middle one that was like Detective something.
Oh, yeah. The shooter game.
Even
that
one was okay. I didn't think it was that bad. It is available for free, though, I think, on...
they're giving it away.
No, yeah.
That's the mark of quality.
I mean, well, they're giving away Black Flag. I think Uplay is giving away Black Flag.
Oh, yeah, Assassin's Creed Black Flag. Yeah,
so it's like a 20-year anniversary or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was cool.
Or 10th-year anniversary or some reason. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's Uplay, though.
And that's another thing I want to talk about, actually, speaking of. But So XCOM War of the Chosen was a complete DLC that almost completely rewrites the game.
Okay.
In that it clarified a bunch of things. It makes the system a whole lot better. It made it a heck of a lot more enjoyable. And while you're playing XCOM 2, it's the regular game. Plus this, they've changed up on how the squad dynamics work, how you train and everything like that. In addition to that, they've also added three enemies that will attack you randomly throughout certain areas.
Okay.
And they're very powerful.
I haven't picked this one up. Is this new?
This is new. This is the piece of DLC for it.
Okay.
And it's on more expensive side of it, but it should be called XCOM 2.5.
What is it, like $30?
$30.
Okay, that's fine. I mean.
But for how substantial a change and everything, and how it's just so much better.
Okay.
And I didn't play XCOM 2 until like 2 in the morning, but this version I did because I'm just like, I got to get there. I got to do these one other things.
Right.
And I got me and my roommate. You can make your own little characters. We're in the game, and we're bonded. Like our soldiers together.
Right. They're friend bros.
They're bros, and they can give each other bonuses because of that. But I just finished getting to the point where I killed all the Chosen. So nice.
Spoilers.
You
kill
them. You kill them.
War never changes.
Well,
these people.
Yeah. You have to do these certain things in order to be able to kill them. Because if they just show up in your mission and you defeat them, they'll come back later.
Oh, okay.
And they'll actually come back stronger. They'll get another perk or something like that or a little bit more armor. So eventually you do have to figure out
permadeath them.
You have to go to their strongholds and take them out there.
Oh, it's like what's it called? The Lord of the Rings game.
Yeah, basically you got to destroy them where they live.
Shadows of Teenage Mutant Mordor or whatever.
Teenage Mutant Mordor. That one. But and then we give you my thoughts. I never gave you my thoughts on Destiny 2.
No.
After playing it.
What are your thoughts?
What are my thoughts?
What you thinking about?
I'm thinking I liked it. I'm thinking
it was good.
I
really like that game.
I've heard so much everybody complaining about certain things. I think with Destiny 2, they're hunting for something to have a problem with. I did not see one thing about microtransactions the whole time I was playing.
No, the microtransactions are purely cosmetic. There's nothing about microtransactions in the game that you have a chance of getting anything other than a shader, maybe a sparrow, like a ship that you can fly, like a jet moto jet ski.
It's
cosmetic.
Yeah.
And it might have like a speed boost or whatever, but you could get that normally. And it doesn't affect how you actually play the game. Like,
how many times have I said it? I'm okay with that as long as it's a idiot tax.
That's it. Oops, careful.
As I say that, as I idiotically will knock over my drink.
Your branded Starbucks.
This is like Starbucks if it was made by the Empire.
Nice.
Yeah, it is a steel and black.
What do you mean if?
If the Captain Phasma brand, that's what it
there
looks
you go,
like.
There you go. I think I need to change something from the previous show that we had said because I thought people were having a problem with the new way that they instituted XP gains or throttling, and then when they changed it, that they had done something where it was still throttling them in a weird way, and people just weren't happy with that.
Yeah,
they were happy at them initially being disingenuous with it and not saying it very upfront. They weren't unhappy with how they changed it to like taking it away. They didn't take it away so that you were earning half or whatever. That was a misunderstanding on my part.
Okay,
that was the initial thing was you are supposed to earn less over time for doing the grinding the same events.
Okay,
and then you were going to reset every week so that you can grind that again. The problem was the game was outright lying to players because it was saying like plus 5,000 XP and your bar would increase so much, and then you do it again, it's like plus 5,000 XP and your bar wouldn't increase that much again.
Oh.
So it was sort of this like logarithmic, I think that's the right math word, logarithmic increase that people were having a problem with. So I just wanted to like clear that up for listening last year. Because this guy's an idiot, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Yeah, I know.
That doesn't feel like intentional manipulation. That feels like they made a mistake.
They definitely were not very communicative in telling people about this. While we're on Destiny 2, though, Curse of Osiris released yesterday.
Oh, wow.
That's the first big DLC. I think it's $30, $20 for the DLC, $35 or $30 for the season pass.
Mm-hmm.
And I got I've already beaten all of the stuff in it. I haven't beaten the raid, but
golly, you are all about this game.
So it was finals week, and I made sure that I dedicated a lot of time to like personal enrichment.
Is that what you're calling this?
I needed a spa day, okay? My spa day in Destiny 2. So
okay.
I played it. I got to say, like, there was this grind where you hit 280, 290 light level, max level. And the max is like 305, I think.
Yeah.
I got to 305 just a week ago, and I had been really working towards it. I didn't feel like I was having to work extra hard because I had done the raid like maybe two and a half times. I didn't really get any good gear from that. I was just like modding everything out and just like working on progression.
Yeah, I noticed that with the modding your weapons is now a lot bigger of a feature. Like even as long as it's not common, there's some sort of modification.
It'll be like +5. Change. Yeah, yeah. Right. You can change like the type of weapon it is. So if it's a solar weapon, you can make it an arc or a void or whatever.
I really would have wanted them. I don't like it when they dip their toe into something. Because it's like, if you're going to do weapon modification, go nuts. Go all the way.
I think like Fallout 4's weapon mod system was really cool.
Yeah.
And it suited the game. Mm-hmm. In Destiny, I don't feel like if I feel like the, especially for the Nightfalls and for different parts of the game where require solar weapons versus this weapon or that one.
Yeah, I guess.
You can on the fly switch out your weapon and you burned that legendary mod. You burn the mod that goes away because you destroy it in replacing it. But I like the fact that I don't have to go to like an armor bench or a workbench and like replace the scope or replace this. Like some weapons are like fan favorites. Like I think I have Lincoln Green now. It's a pulse rifle. Everyone really likes Lincoln Green because it is a good balance of like power and a good balance of like impact and damage and everything. I gotta say, the $20 price tag for Curse of Osiris is right around like right on the money. No pun intended. $30 or $35 for the season pass with, I think, one or two other seasons.
I imagine you have that.
I do have the season pass, yeah. It's definitely worth the time. I've probably played, I don't know, maybe less than 10 hours of the DLC.
Yeah.
And it was probably after hour three or four, I was finished with all the story missions that were in there. All of the primary story mission, campaign missions, all of the adventure missions, I was just finished with it. And now I have a new area to kind of explore. I can go and do an extra couple public events. And it's neat. They raised the cap from 305 to 335. And they raised the cap from level 20 to 25. I already hit level cap.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm already at like 318 or 319 of light level at a 335. And I find that is a really, that feels like such a grind to get to 305.
And now you're just already past it.
Yeah, like I'm very easily past it. And that's fine. Like it's okay with me because I know that's how games work. You know, anytime WoW or any game really, but WoW was the ones where it's like, yeah, the greens and the blues are better than my legendary ultra rare, you know, items that I had
because they're a higher level
just a higher level and it has to it can't scale that well you just can't hope to scale it. But I gotta say, I really did like the DLC. Some of the problems that people were talking about in Destiny, I think, are the vague early end game type vagueness. They want the end game to be sort of something to come back to, but once you hit 305, there wasn't a lot to do to keep you coming back. I mean, there was an emote that you could have gotten, a cosmetic thing. You know, you could have gotten Bright Ingrams for, but it's not like in the first Destiny, there were events that would be swapped out that you would get really cool gear for.
Yeah.
There hasn't been a lot of burn in with Destiny 2, though. So the end game, and then the leveling was very quick, I think. I mean,
yeah, I was at 8 after maybe a couple, an hour.
Like that was like the first starting zone.
Yeah. And if you're really good, and I played as a hunter.
Yeah.
And with a hunter with a scout rifle, because I'm not wasting ammo. Pop, pop, pop.
That's three.
Well, that should be. Three shots, I should have killed three things.
Right.
That's my mentality.
Crit, done.
Done. And literally, with the mouse and keyboard, which I played the first Destiny on the Xbox.
Right.
And I was pretty good on that.
Mouse and keyboard.
With the mouse and keyboard, I am just...
Yeah.
And then just unbelievably, like, combat effective with this gaming mouse and keyboard.
Same thing. I play a hunter. I play a scout rifle. Same thing.
So it's just like, well, I mean, you're Marine Corps.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, if you have a pulse rifle, it's like, why have 14
why
rounds?
Why am I wasting three of my rounds or four of my rounds? When, I could just, I'll just take two or three rounds that are higher power.
Right.
You know,
my mentality of ammo conservation is be a better shot.
Right, right.
So, if I pop you in the head, you shouldn't come back. I shouldn't have to shoot you two or three more times.
Unless you're a Vex.
Unless you're a Vex.
then you gotta shoot him in the stomach.
Then you gotta shoot him in the belly.
Look for the bright spot. I've got to say, I really, really am liking Destiny 2.
Should we cover these holes?
Nah. We're fine. I am loving Destiny 2. I didn't just play Destiny 2, though. I played Oxygen not included.
Yeah,
I
me
am
too.
Oxygen. Dude, the automation update's so good.
I haven't even touched it yet. I've just been trying to get everyone to breathe.
For those that don't know, Oxygen not included is a 2D side-scrolling sort of base builder game that it's a god game. You tell your people what you want them to do, and then they get around to it when priorities line up.
When they're not, pooping in outhouses and sleeping the loudest they can to wake other people up or being eaten by weird monsters.
It's a game that has a couple different things. There's economy and stress, so you have to keep them happy so that they do their jobs. There's economy in gases because you've got oxygen and carbon dioxide.
But they're also making hydrogen. They can't breathe. You've got to figure out a way to get rid of it.
There's all of these gas dynamics. There's fluid dynamics. There's temperature dynamics. There's decor dynamics. There's heating and plumbing and piping. And there's so many things. You have to eat.
It's delightful.
It absolutely is delightful. And it's by Clié Entertainment.
They're the same ones who made Don't Starve,
yes,
I believe.
And Don't Starve Together. It was such a good art style.
And if you got an okay laptop, probably run Don't Starve, to be honest. Oh, yeah. And it's a great little cheap buy, and absolutely check it out.
I love Oxygen Not Included. It's still, of course, an open alpha game. All games are open alpha games now, unless they're super AAA Call of Duty type.
It is. How much is Oxygen Not Included? $20?
I think it's 20 or 30, but it's totally worth it. Like, that's the thing. Yeah. $30. I have played, I think, before this weekend, it was like 75 hours. Now it's like 100-something hours.
Yeah. By the way, the first time you play this game, everyone in your place will die from oxygen asphyxiation.
You'll frequently just completely have to start over.
Oh, yeah.
I got up to cycle 140. It's like 140 days.
Yeah.
And I had built my own air handlers. I had built my own. There's a guy, Cryptic Fox, on YouTube. I want to throw that out there. Cryptic Fox on YouTube is really, really, really good at these videos explaining all the different parts of the game.
Yeah.
I was able to get to cycle 140, and I was able to get like a farm going so I can like get clothes and build clothes. And then I had explored a ton of the map, but I was really close to the bottom of the map. And the lower you get, they're like in an asteroid or planet or something.
Yeah.
The lower you get to the center of the map, it's like the Earth's core or something. So it's really hot. So because I didn't build my base out of insulated tile because I hadn't researched it yet.
Oh, no.
The entire base started heating up. So they were shooting out oxygen out of the vents. And it was breathable oxygen, but it was like at 130 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, no.
So my people were all upset because they're sweating to death. And they just started crying and eating and breaking all of my stuff and pooping and vomiting everywhere. And I just wasn't prepared for that. And it happened after. Everything was great. Everything was 100% good. And then I'd only lost one. Only one had died. I had something like 25 of them. And 25 little duplicates, the dupes in the base. And then it went from cycle 139, everything's cool, to 140. They had it.
Done.
The last straw. So
just chaos.
Just chaos ensued.
Hot and poop.
I had a lot of time to play games this weekend because I was sick. I'm just now getting over it. So I was sick between last show and pretty much this show.
I'll tell you what, the people are going to be sick after today.
It is a frigid day.
It is,
and it's whiny. Yep. The day is whiny, frigid.
Yeah.
And cold and sleetful.
The night was sultry.
That's it. That's it. It was so good.
Yesterday, what was the high? 81.
The high was
81.
Yes.
Today, it is a high of 40.
I was walking through the Union, and the cold front was rolling in. It was blowing all of the leaves in the world through the Union, like funneling it through the Union.
Dramatic.
And it was good. It was like people were like trying, like getting caught up and getting hit with leaves and brush in the face. And I'm just like, dang, this is like a weird thing. We go on the other side of the Union, and the sky is just dark, just blackness.
Yeah.
And we're like, I don't think we need coffee anymore. I think we need shelter.
Yeah.
So we went back to the office, and as soon as we got back in the office, we started hearing nails hit the window. And I don't know that it was hail, but it was just coming down real hard.
Really thick. Well, it's probably the water sticks together a lot easier because it's cold. The molecules aren't as free to move around each
other. Isn't that sleet?
No. Well, it's not solid yet.
Yeah.
But they clump together better.
Oh, it's like so a slushy.
Right.
It's raining
the
slushy.
The water is not heavier because the weight doesn't change. Well, no, the weight doesn't change. Well, actually, if it's bigger, the weight would change because it has more mass.
I want to comment. This is a strange tangent that we're on right now.
Oh, yeah. But that's why we talk about the weather. Anyway, it's really cold and it's windy and it's raining outside. We're going to get sick. We're all going to die one day. That's the mortality of everything. So
let's cut to two songs and come back and continue this. Light Up the Night by the Protoman. Michael Jump In by No More Kings. I'm MG.
I'm Dustin.
This is the Experience Points Radio Show exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 KSLU.
Not like you.
to turn your back and let the dark side in. Come on, Michael. Open the door and jump in.
Welcome back to Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM KSLU, still the Experience Points radio show, but not for much longer. We always frequently run out of time, but now we have a little bit of time left. I'm sorry. We get to do it for 12 more minutes. I'm MG.
I'm Dustin.
And you just heard Michael jump in by No More Kings before that, Light of the Night by the Proto Men. We got a couple of news, house cleaning and news stories to take care of.
Yes. Yeah. Let's go. Let's do the G4 IGN thing because everyone does that.
So, Graphics.
Three things, blah, 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 and also something.
So
IGN.
We mentioned at the beginning of the show, as we do most shows, almost all shows, that we have a YouTube channel. You can go to expcom/social and see it. But you may not be able to get YouTube, our YouTube channel, or any of the stuff that we have on YouTube, or anyone on YouTube. You may not be able to get that on your Echo devices now. Your Echo Show and your Fire Stick, your Amazon devices have now have YouTube blocked. Thanks
Why?
To Google. Well, recently, and I'll sit down, stay a while, and stay a while.
What on earth?
Here's how and why. So Google and Amazon have not been competing for the home market for very long, but they are now. It used to be the Echo Dot and the Echo Show and Echo Alexa or whatever. Sorry if anyone's listening on their speakers and Alexa came up online.
Yes.
I hate when people do that, but... Anyway, those were sort of the only devices that you had for a while in your house, and that was great. I didn't jump on that train, and then I think in the last show, I said that I had bought some Echo Dots and on like refurbs, and then I had bought a Google Home, and I since then have bought two or three more Google Homes, and they're fantastic devices. Google Home has only very recently become a big front runner. I say front runner. It seems like it's becoming a front runner in the home market, in the home automation market, because they can be cheaper, typically. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that the Echo Dot really has going for it is that you can order things from Amazon with your voice.
Great, but...
Which is neat. But I think there was a recently Forbes or a couple different sites do different things. They ran like a 100-question test against the Google Home Mini and the Amazon Echo. And the Mini just wins out all the time, like 80% of the time, or 80% of the questions it gets, versus like 70-something%. It's not it's not a huge gap. Don't get me wrong.
Well, that's probably because of the infrastructure behind the Google Mini.
It's so much better.
It's Google.
Well, Google has had the Google Assistant for a long time.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, but Alexa hasn't existed for that long. We've had the Assistant for a lot longer. And I do have an Android phone, so I mean, you know, full disclosure, I got it because I had Google Play Music. And I wanted to be able to listen to my Google Play Music. Even though I have Prime and I have Amazon Music Unlimited, none of my stuff's in Amazon Music or whatever. So Google and Amazon are directly competitors. For instance, Amazon does not carry any Google products on their website, on the shop. And Google now has its own store. Google has decided, all right, we're going to block YouTube on all of your Amazon-specific things. You don't let us in your store, we won't let our apps run on your devices.
That seems petty.
It does seem like a bit of a Hatfield-McCoy type thing, but they're totally within the right to do that. The users suffer more. Though I will say it, a Chromecast is cheap. Google Home Mini is cheap. And they're good. They're better, in my opinion, they're better speakers. You can connect it to a Chromecast and literally have one smart device for your whole home. But at $29 or $20, I mean, it's just difficult to say no to that if that's what you're trying to get into. So it is unfortunate because anyone out there that was, because you couldn't, like for instance, I couldn't listen to my Google Play Music on my Echo Dot.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't connect to it. It would connect to Pandora, of course. It would connect to Spotify. And I think Spotify and Pandora are the middle ground.
Yeah.
Everyone connects to those. But I don't do Pandora and I don't do Spotify.
That's a shame because I watch a lot of YouTube stuff.
Right. So I frequently say, you know, Google, let me make sure my phone doesn't go off. But I frequently ask my Mini, say, hey, play YouTube content from Philip DeFranco or something on my TV. And it will play it.
How much is a Google Mini?
A Google Mini is $29.
That's it?
$29. It's just amazing. It's really, really good. The Google Home, I think, is $80. And that's the same price as the Alexa full app. Or the Amazon Echo, not the Echo Dot. So it's really you just got to pick the camp that you're going to go to.
Yeah.
But I invested $70 into or $60 into the Echo Dots and then gave them away in favor of the Google Home Mini because it was just better in my opinion. It's better for my situation too. So maybe it's something worth thinking about. You know, if you have Google Play Music, you can use Google Play on an Apple device.
I use Spotify.
Spotify will work on either one of them. So I think maybe during the Black Friday sales, the idea was Amazon can almost give away the Echo Dots. And the Echo Dots do have something over the Google Mini. They have an audio out, so you can plug it into better speakers. Uh-huh. But if you have a Chromecast audio, which is like $20, you can go ahead and put that to better speakers via optical or whatever.
Yeah.
And you can connect directly to that. And it's a wireless protocol, so it's not like your Bluetooth into it or whatever.
Right.
So they're not exactly the same, but they do practically the same things. And the only big caveat is that the Echo could order from Amazon.
And I can do that on my phone.
I prefer to do it on my phone.
I prefer to do it on my phone and not to accidentally order something.
Right.
Because that requires precision.
Yes.
And seeing and reading what you're buying.
That's exactly how I felt about it. I didn't
Not a big perk, to be honest. No. It might seem like a disadvantage in a way.
In a way, especially if you have like kids or something.
Somebody accidentally orders something.
Right, yeah. We have another story, and this is a story involving Valve releasing a new game in the Portal series, but it is not Portal 3.
No, we knew that.
They cannot put 3 on anything.
Matt, we knew it wasn't going to be anything with a 3 on it.
I know that.
We've become so jaded, so hopeless.
It's impossible.
Gabe,
if you're listening,
please just do it.
Half-Life 3.
Dude, your life will be so much better once you just get it done. It's like, they're like, all these people making all these jokes. Yeah, why? Just make the game then.
Just make that one.
We don't want
Steam. Steam is great, but
Portal 3. We won't bother you about. But you know what we want.
It's not a surprise game.
It's not like what are you waiting for?
This is like we need to dedicate like 2 or 3 minutes every show to just say Gabe.
Just make Half-Life 3.
Just make Half-Life 3
before more people die playing it.
Or make Episode 3 if you can.
Yeah.
If episode 3 is the I would say Eli Vance was probably one of the most one of the best and most critical characters to the universe, and when you kill when you kill off Eli Vance, you know, it's been a while.
Yeah.
When you kill off Eli Vance, it is a problem to sort of continue because I mean, let's just face it, what direction does it go in now? Like, how do you handle it? Now, if you made a third person, you know what you do? Here's a terrible idea. We do this terrible Half-Life ideas. Give the IP to Telltale and let them make a third person choose your own adventure style game where Gordon talks.
Yeah.
Just do that. Like, you know, he's not a mute. Just
Matt, have you ever been hit with a microphone? But what is this? What is the news though?
Okay. The other news is that, Bridge Constructor Portal is a thing. It's actually a thing. So that's the new game that they are making. So it's in the Portal universe, but is a bridge constructor game, which is, it just sounds ridiculous when I say that, but from the look of it, it actually kind of looks pretty neat. It's a game where you literally just build a bridge.
Yes.
And it's like got the Portal aesthetic or everything, but it combined the current bridge constructor, which developed by in collaboration with Bridge Constructor and Clockstone Software and Valve. So Clockstone Software originally did Bridge Constructor. This is Bridge Constructor : Portal. That's how it's named. But anyway, they do the little I don't know if you ever did Steam VR or whatever, where you can go into like the Portal test room or test chamber.
Oh no,
but
I saw that.
They were the little stick figure guys. Like they play a big part in it. So it looks like they're just kind of capitalizing on the existing assets that they have.
Yeah, and that's I have Rise of the Tomb Raider on my computer, and for some reason I look at my Steam games and I see a Steam VR game. I'm like, what the heck is this?
Why?
And it's Rise of the Tomb Raider. I'm like, who asked for this?
Right.
I didn't ask for this.
So hold on. I'll say something that'll make you want to get this game. It's coming to Switch.
Oh, is it?
It is. It's coming to Switch.
Oh, well, okay.
All right. Well, I'm
on board. Now it's time for, I got some news as well.
Go ahead. What's your news?
For
the capital of Israel is now.
Yeah, the capital. Yeah, thanks.
Go ahead.
We're not going to get political, but really, he's only, a few thousand years late to that. As the country hasn't been around that long. But the Battlefield 2.
Yeah.
Star Wars Battlefront 2, excuse me.
Battlefront 2. Battlefield 2. I'm like, we're taking it back.
Yeah. Star Wars
Battlefront. Was that the Vietnam one?
I think it might have been.
Okay.
But Star Wars Battlefront 2, released by the Rolling Stone magazine just now, 8 hours ago, was that they told investors they are not bringing loot crates back.
Ever.
It is a group of investors. Here, I will read exactly what it says.
We're going to get a quote.
We're going to get a quote from, this is from Rolling Stones magazine right here. Here it is, right here.
All right.
As soon as it wants to load. EA may not bring loot boxes back to Star Wars Battlefront 2. Electronic Arts made the chief financial officer of Electronic Arts told a gathering of investors earlier this week that microtransactions may not make it back to Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Oh, that's good.
Also, in addition to this, we talked about how in Belgium they were looking at this and were going to determine if it was gambling or not. I'm not sure if we said it in the last show. They did make their determination, and they determined, yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
So they're trying to get it banned throughout the EU.
All right.
The second part of that is Hawaii, my home state, is taking
previous
a look at
previous sovereign
it.
Nation Hawaii, yes.
Previous sovereign nation Hawaii. By the way, if you know the story of Hawaii became the U.S.
is real bad.
It's real messed up. So the state of Hawaii is taking a look at it. And they're pretty much going to be – they're on the same page as Belgium, is that they're also going to be probably banning it in that state as well as gambling.
Now, the interesting
gambling.
Thing is that if it doesn't come back, if the loot crate system doesn't come back, is it still gambling?
Is it going to be readmitted? Well, if that game holds that classification and that title, if that trademark is still there and they've determined it's gambling, even after they remove it, that trademark title is – you can't sell it anymore.
Legal things are so frustrating.
That depends on how they do it. If they classify that game as gambling to children and they make it illegal, but they don't change the classification of that game, yes, that game is illegal and you cannot sell it in the state of Hawaii if they make that determination.
Very interesting.
But it's all about the language they choose to use.
That would be so unfortunate because I think it would set a precedent that could be misused later.
That's
the thing that scares me is that I know that there are people out there that are like, video games promote violence, and then like nothing was ever really seriously against
that. But that's not this isn't the issue with that. There's been no conclusive information about that. Now, I'll say this though, there ain't nothing good about a 12-year-old playing Grand Theft Auto 5.
No.
Nothing positive is happening there.
Well, you know what? The kid is quiet. That's not the parent. A problem with the kids. A problem with the parents.
That's a problem, and that's the thing. You can't regulate good parenting. We can't stop you from bringing your 10-year-old to see Kill Bill with you. We think you're an idiot.
Right.
But alas,
I need to say something.
Go ahead.
Bitcoin.
Yes.
This is such a strange thing. We're almost out of time, but mm-hmm. Bitcoin is up 88% in the last month. It is currently at the record high of $13,350.
Do you have Bitcoin?
That's the thing that I'm going to talk about. I did. I have.
Oh, no.
I bought $150 worth of Bitcoin months ago.
How much is it worth now?
Well, hold on. I sold it rather recently when Bitcoin was at $9,200.
Okay, so not bad.
I quadrupled my money. I got $400-something, so I didn't quadruple it. I over doubled it.
More than doubled it.
And then it shot back up from that. I bought it when it was like $4,000 or something, and now it's $13,000. So I am kicking myself a little bit. I had predicted based off of mm-hmm. It's an even 13.3 now, actually.
Oh,
thanks.
Wow.
Thanks, Coinbase.
But, okay, that's pretty awesome, though.
Yeah, it's really nice. If you're not watching cryptocurrency, it is an interesting time. What a day to be alive where money that's not real gets to go up and down and people lose their minds.
We could do a whole show about the economics of that and why it concerns me, but I think we're out of time.
We're out of time. Thanks for hanging out with us. This has been another Experience Points radio show. We have a website, exppoints.com. Remember, always double tap that P with social media as well, exppoints.com/social. For YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and all of those things, including the Steam community. Please like, subscribe, and thank you in advance. PayPal and Patreon if you want to do stuff, but the Patreon's all we need to update that. And the PayPal, we never get any hits on that, let's be honest. But thank you.
Wow, what a promo.
We are. You could be the first. Yeah. You could be the first. We do have iTunes and Stitcher. We're streamable online. Yep. Eventually, we will catch up with all of those backlogs of shows.
We might have a Let's Play thing.
We might have
too.
A Let's Play. You never know. Yeah. You never know.
Yep.
We're going to leave you with two songs. This Gigantic Robot Kills by MC Lars. It's some geek ska. And then Tricks by Tepid. I've been MG.
I've been Dustin.
And this has been the Experience Points radio show. Thank you so much for listening exclusively on Southeastern Zone.
90.9 KSLU.
Billy built a robot in his parents' garage because he had a list of problems that he needed to solve. He said, I'm sick of the hills, Laguna Beach is fake and whack. Let's party like it's 96 and bring the horn section back. Back before Gwen Stefani started rapping with Pharrell, gas cost 115 and Goldfinger could sell. When reality...